Promise yourself to be so strong that nothing can disturb your peace of mind. To talk health, happiness, and prosperity to every person you meet. To make all your friends feel that there is something in them. To look at the sunny side of everything and make your optimism come true. To think only the best, to work only for the best, and to expect only the best. To be just as enthusiastic about the success of others as you are about your own. To forget the mistakes of the past and press on to the greater achievements of the future. To wear a cheerful countenance at all times and give every living creature you meet a smile. To give so much time to the improvement of yourself that you have no time to criticize others. To be too large for worry, too noble for anger, too strong for fear, and too happy to permit the presence of trouble. To think well of yourself and to proclaim this fact to the world, not in loud words, but great deeds. To live in faith that the whole world is on your side, so long as you're true to the best that is in you. Christian D. Larson, Your Forces and How to Use Them.
Welcome back, English Seekers. This is Noor Al-Deen, and you're listening to English Seekers Podcast. By the way, you can listen to English Seekers Podcast on Spotify or Apple Podcasts absolutely for free. Without further ado, let's get into it.
Salam, y'all. It's been a long while. I know. I'll try my best to keep it up. So the first word is prosperity. It's a noun. It means to be successful economically, like you're doing good when it comes to money. For example, a lot of parents look forward to providing a good life for their kids. Therefore, they work so hard and sacrifice a lot for the sake of their kids' prosperity. The Palestinians and people around the world are standing firm defending the Holy Land against the terrorism of an apartheid country for the prosperity of their and our beloved Palestine. Optimism, simply to hope for the best outcome. Of course, it's a noun. For example, people should have optimism within themselves, even in the darkest moments. Always have a good thought of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He'll never let you down. In a hadith from the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, "Verily, your Lord is generous and shy. If His servant raises his hands to Him in supplication, He becomes shy to return them empty." The optimism of this young man is unbelievable. I've never seen him quit something he set his eyes on. Negativity isn't in his dictionary. Enthusiastic. It's an adjective, and the noun of it is enthusiasm. When you're super duper uber excited about something. For example, remember that young man that I told you about last time? I saw him today in the office with an enthusiastic face after he'd gotten the gold medal. I'm enthusiastic about today's Liverpool match. I hope they win 7-0 over Manchester City, like when they did against Manchester United. That was awesome, y'all. The other word is countenance. It means a look or an expression. For example, you should keep a good countenance during the interview, otherwise you might be rejected. I've managed to keep my countenance even though I didn't like what was said. I hate those who smile at you, then stab you in the back. The other word is proclaim. It's a verb. It means to show, give out, announce, declare, or in a nutshell, to let others know something. For example, the dude proclaimed he's the president of the company. I think he's still on drugs. he should go back to the hospital until he's fully recovered. After she'd proclaimed she's pregnant, the father was so jubilant and over the moon. I've never seen him that happy before. And that's it for today. Stay tuned for more.
Thank you so much, guys, for listening. That was really appreciated. I hope that you liked this episode. Feel free to share this with your friends. See you next time.